Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Yep, so that was the start cannon. I can already hear the bank party screaming. I can see Maggie just coming up to me. It looks like Corpus may have closed very slightly on them, but they're still in their start sequences, still rowing at a very high rate. Maggie are just coming back past me now. Yep, looking pretty sharp from Maggie there, maybe slightly short. Yeah, and it's a bit more than a length between them and Corpus, with Christ in hot pursuit. And you can hear the bank parties behind me there. Christ, I would say, our outside station. So it's really Maggie and Corpus right now. And then Keys look to be gaining on Christ. No, they've had a bit of an off trip. So there's probably 2 lengths between Keys 2 and Christ 2. And it looks like there's an imminent bump between Murray Edwards and Pitt Hall here. Yep, there's about a foot between the bows and the stern. Pitt Hall taking a... You can hear the whistles. Murray Edwards, the bows are on top of one. Yep, that looks to me like a bump, but the Pitt Hall track isn't conceding. So that's Murray Edwards bumping Pitt Hall on first post. Emma coming round outside team. To Beth. And let's hand it over to Beth. Maybe you can see something at Grassy.
Brilliant, thank you. That was a bump between Murray Edwards 2 and Trinity Hall 2 on first post corner. And now I've got Maggie coming past me. Looking like they're fighting really hard. They're working very hard as they take a tight line into Grassy, just grazing the canal boats as they head out. They're being followed by Corbett, who have, I think, made a little bit of ground. They're not quite on station, but they're not really getting very close. The whistles on the bank parties are definitely an aim rather than a reality. Although that said, Corpus has taken a much better line through Grassy than Maggie 2 did there. So I reckon that up onto the plan reaching Ditton, we might be seeing a bump. Behind them, we've got Christ W2 miles ahead of Keys. There's no way Keys are going to catch them. Christ are probably going to get a row over if Corpus can get up onto Lady Margaret 2. Behind them, I can see Emma in the distance. Selwyn pursued by Selwyn and St. Catharines. St. Catharines look like they're closing down hard on Selwyn. Selwyn did get bumped down yesterday by Emma. Emma's definitely... I'm going to throw up to me, who I think might be seeing something further up.
All right. So you're right, and Cap took back Corbett. They're right in front of me. Corbett, they're closing on John. I mean, Lady Margaret. They're going to get the bump. I think they're definitely gaining now. They took that corner much better. Good coxing, I think, will be. But they're not there yet. They're still half a boat length. The bank parts are going crazy.
To Julia?
To Beth. It's close to a bump. Very close.
Back to Beth now. Thank you, mate. So back at Grassy, it looked like there was a 3-boat race here between Selwyn, Catharines, and first and third. But first and third power through. Really, really caught up on Catharines as they can, and have conceded. Curse and Cats have conceded, which means that first and third have bumped up going into Grassy Corner. They look very, very happy with themselves. So Selwyn have had a lucky escape there. They're going to row on. They're not going to catch Emma anytime soon. I reckon Emma and Selwyn are going to row over. That's been a bump between St. Cats and first and third. Behind them, I can hear more whistles as more boats are coming down. I can see Anglia Ruskin and Jesus, which means that Newnham must have bumped up on Girton further down. I can hear the whistles. Jesus are literally... That was Anglia Ruskin. There's a jump between Jesus and Anglia Ruskin down on Grassy. And behind them, looks like Edmunds are going to bump up on Pembroke very quickly. Although Anglia Ruskin are getting away. I'm going to throw up to Emma, I think, at the top of the long reach. But back here, we've had a bump between Jesus and Anglia Ruskin.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks very much for all that information, Beth. The tranquility of Longreach has just been absolutely catastrophically ruined by a bump between Corpus Christi and LMBC. LMBC has been bumped by Corpus Christi. Now running past me are Christ W2, so it doesn't look like Keys W2 are going to be meeting them anytime soon. There's at least 3 boat lengths between them as they turn into the Longreach. Anyway, back to the Grassy Corner. It sounds like you have a lot of action down there.
Okay, so we can confirm that St. Ed's did bump up on Penguin, but right in front of me, I've got Claire Hall W1, the sandwich boat, so close to Fitzwilliam W2. There's 2 feet in it. This is fantastic rowing from Claire. They've had a very hard day of rowing already. They're working so hard. I think they're going to get this one into power reach, but Fitz taking a tighter line there. Claire Hall going very, very wide. Like, they are going to hit the bank. In fact, they have collided with the crew who's pulled over there. That's so disappointing for Claire Hall. Honestly, they were feet away from making a fantastic jump there. But the sandwich boat Claire Hall have crashed into first and third W2 who had pulled over after bumping earlier. So I'm pretty sure we can nearly wrap up this division. The only thing that I'm not sure about is Emmanuel W3 and Selwyn 2. So I'm going to throw to Maeve. Did you see anything with those two boats, Maeve?
It looked like they were rowing over. There was a good distance between them. I think Emma pulled away.
Okie dokie, thank you very much, Maeve. So I'm going to call then that at the top of the division we had a bump between Corpus Christi and Lady Margaret W2, which means that Lady Margaret W2 have been bumped down fully into this division. They will not be the sandwich boat in W2. Later on, Crest and Keys looks like they were going to roll over, but Emma will confirm that for us later on. Medwood's bumped up on Trinity Hall, which means that they are not going to get... Yeah, they have moved up this time. Emma looks like they're going to roll over from Selwyn. Doesn't look like anything's going to happen there. St. Cat's bumped by first and third two. First and third two are still on for their blades. Girton bumped by Newnham 3, meaning that Newnham is still on for their blades, and Girton onto their spoons. Angie and Ruskin were bumped by Jesus, which means they are also onto their spoons. Congratulations to Jesus there. Pembroke bumped by some Eds still onto their blades. And Claire Hall, so unlucky. Very unfortunate line by the cops there going into Grassy meant that they collided with first and third, who had pulled over and did not bump up on Fitz, and there's no way that they're going to catch them after that. I think that's it from the river for now, so we're going to let Emma dash off upriver to go and confirm whether that's all that's happened.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
This is for the women's 3 division that just happened on today, which is the Thursday. Corpus Christi W1 did indeed bump up on Lady Margaret W2 at the top of the division. Keys rode over, Christ rode over, Trinity Hall were bumped by Murray Edwards W2, Emmanuel W3 rode over, Selwyn W2 rode over, St. Catherine's W2 were bumped by 1st and 3rd W2, Girton W2 were bumped by Newnham W3, Angular Weskin W1 were bumped by Jesus W3, Pembroke W3 were bumped by St. Edmunds W1, Fitzwilliam W2 rode over, and the sandwich boat Claire Hall W1 rode over for the second time today.